Most of you listeners are probably sitting on a nice couch with a TV on, or in school at your desk on your phone, computer, or any other electronic device. Most of you listeners probably don't realize how fortunate you are to be able to do these things. Most of us could not imagine our lives without these simple luxuries, but unfortunately, they do not even feel like luxuries to many of us. Typically, we complain a lot about things such as school, food, and even clothing. We complain that we don't like what our parents made us for dinner or that we have nothing to wear. We need to stop complaining and instead open up our eyes and realize how fortunate we are and how thankful we should be for all that we have in life. People living in many other countries, such as Nicaragua, would do a lot to have some of the simple things we have that we complain about. We complain that school is so much work or so hard and boring, but people living in these other countries are thrilled to be able to go to school, and those who are not able to go to school envy those who do. I read that in Nicaragua, it is typical for a teen to wake up at very early hours and begin working for very long periods of time. Many people do not receive an education and are unable to apply for certain jobs that person is interested in. Many of these people also make their own food, such as corn and tortillas. Imagine us waking up early and working hard in poor conditions and making our food instead of our parents making it for us. We are responsible for realizing how fortunate we are. We take so much for granted, and the things we take for granted are what people in other countries, such as Nicaragua, would do so much for. In this podcast, I'm going to be interviewing my fellow classmate, Olivia Frischman, and a boy from Nicaragua named Jose, and I'm going to be asking them basic questions about their everyday lifestyles and what they enjoy doing to compare and contrast their everyday lives to see how they differ and relate. Okay, so now I am going to be interviewing one of my fellow classmates, Olivia Frischman, and I'm going to be asking her some basic questions about her life and what she likes to do. So the first question is, what is a typical morning for you?
My alarm on my phone wakes me up at 6:45. And then on some days when I want to dress up a little nicer, I get up right away. But then other days I stay in bed till like 6:50, and then I just throw on a pair of sweats. And then I do my makeup and brush my teeth, and then I just grab a bar, and my brother or one of my friends will usually drive me to school.
Okay. And what time do you wake up?
6:45.
And what time do you go to sleep?
Around 11:30 or 12.
Depending if you have, like, work or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a job? If so, what is it?
I do not have a job.
Okay, so I'm going to be asking you some questions about your home. So can you describe your home for me?
My home has 4 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms, and we have a kitchen, a family room, laundry room, a living room. We have a basement with a second kitchen, and that's pretty much it.
And do you own your home?
We rent it.
Okay. Do you have any type of health care?
I have health insurance.
And what do you do when you're sick?
Usually go to the doctor. Okay. Down the road.
Who pays for the doctor visits?
My health insurance.
Okay. Do you go to school during the day?
Yes.
And what do you do when you're there, and what are you typically taught?
Well, we have our 5 main academics, which are math, science, history, and English. And the school day is around 7 hours. And then after, we have clubs or sports and stuff like that.
Okay. And how many hours are you there for?
7.
Okay. So now I'm going to be asking you a question related to poverty. So to what extent is poverty an issue in your country?
Well, in my country, I guess it varies depending on your region and your city. But around where I live in Westchester, it's not very prevalent. Like, it's not like I go into town and I'm seeing homeless people or people without jobs, or my friends have jobs to support their family that I know of. But if I go into the city, obviously that changes and you see a lot more of it.
Okay. So do you enjoy your life and what you do every day? And can you explain that if you do?
Well, I do. Usually my life is pretty relaxed, very focused on school. I have a lot of time to be with my family. It's not very stressful in terms of other stuff that some other people might deal with.
Okay, and what do you do for fun?
For fun, I'm a cheerleader, and then my family and I will go out to dinner, and when I don't have cheer, sometimes I take private gymnastics lessons, and I watch TV, and I spend some time on my phone Snapchatting and hanging out with my friends.
Okay. Okay, so now I'm going to be asking a boy from Nicaragua named Jose some of the same questions I asked Olivia about his lifestyle and his culture and what he likes to do.
Well, for me, in the morning, I get in 5 o'clock, and then I take a shower six o'clock in the morning, and also I work to university, in the morning typical for me is when I go to the church, for example the Sunday, I always in the Sunday I go to the church. And you?
¿A qué hora te despiertas?
Sorry, can you repeat?
¿A qué hora te despiertas?
Sometimes, 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock. It's sometimes. But I usually, eat at 8 o'clock, for example, the Saturday or Sunday, because I don't go to the church, to the university.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a question for you.
Okay.
What is your favorite sport?
I have another question for you.
What?
¿Tienes un trabajo?
Trabajo. I work in Tone Free. It's a company, for example, in inspector. I was working in Tone Free. And also I working in carpentry. My uncle is carpentry, and I learning carpentry. And for example, I learn to make a tool die.
Mm-hmm.
Did you design or no?
What?
No.
¿Qué deseas?
¿Qué deseo? Well, for example,
en tu vida.
¿Ah?
En tu vida. ¿Qué deseas en tu vida?
For example, the first, I want a teacher. The second is I would like visit your country. And the other is I had my house. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you.
Oh.
So, hold on. ¿Vas a la escuela durante el día?
Yes, I studied the week. The Monday are prepared. I study the 5 days the week. Mm-hmm. And also I study in the Saturday, for example, I study account. Yeah. In the university I study English, but in the other places I study account. Yeah, and you?
I go. ¿Qué haces cuando estás enfermo?
Sometimes I don't go to the university. I sleep or I take a medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And you?
We go to. After speaking to both Jose and Olivia, it helped me realize that we are very lucky and don't very often stop and think about all the luxuries we do have. Jose is an appreciation for things that we often take for granted. He is so happy to go to school and appreciates the fact that he even receives an education while we very often complain about going to school. His time is spent so differently, waking up very early to work for hours before going to school. Sometimes when things don't come as easily, it makes you realize how fortunate you are and helps you to appreciate every little thing. Jose helped change my perspective on everything. He made me realize that we are so incredibly lucky to have an amazing education and free time to enjoy time with friends and do activities that we choose. It is very easy to forget to stop and be grateful, but learning about the lifestyle that Jose lives in Nicaragua has opened my eyes and will be a constant reminder to always take a moment and be grateful, and I hope it does the same to all of you.